boy, and he knew all about sins and stuff.
Did you examine your conscience like you're supposed to do?
Yeah, but some of the commandments are hard to understand, I said.
Which ones? George asked.
How about the one about adultery?
Don't worry about that one. I think adultery means it's only for adults. And don't worry about coveting your neighbor's wife either.
Mr. Riley doesn't even have a wife that I could covet.
It means all your neighbors, Chris, not just next door. It probably even means neighbors on the next block, but I'm not sure about that.
The main commandment for you is honoring your father and mother.
I think that means me too, because I'm your older brother. There wasn't enough room to write everything on the tablets, you know.
Okay, what other ones?
Thou shalt not steal or bear false witness. That means tell a lie.
Okay, I'm good then. What about you? I asked.
I only have one sin, and I'm not sure which commandment I broke.
I thought you knew all of them. Can you tell it to me?
Yeah, I guess so. Last Sunday, I was the altar boy at the 10 o'clock Mass. So I'm kneeling there, and I guess I stopped paying attention. Next thing I know, Father McPeak is snapping his fingers together, you know, to get my attention. So I did the first thing that came to my mind. I rang the bells. But it wasn't time for the bells. It was time for me to carry the book to the altar. When I got back to my kneeler, everybody in the church was looking at me. And then the choir started singing, "Here I am, Lord." They were staring at me too, so God would know it was me.
"Wow, what were you thinking about?" I asked.
"Well, you know, the day before I made a double play by myself, and we won the game. I kept thinking about it, everybody cheering and everything."
"Yeah, that was a cool game. What kind of sin is an altar boy not paying attention?"
"I don't know what commandment, but it must be a sacrilege."
"So what did Father McPeak do?"
"He didn't do anything. He just said thanks afterward. He's probably waiting until I go to confession, and then I'll get what I deserve."
We entered the church in silence, the gravity weighing on us.
"You go first," George said to me. "I'll be right behind you."
I got in line. There were three people in front of me. That was okay. I wasn't looking forward to it, anyway. A few minutes went by, and a young woman came out with what looked to me like a distressed face. I got more nervous. The line moved up one place. Another couple of minutes, and a teenage girl came out. She was chewing gum and looked happy. That has to be a sin, I thought, chewing gum in confession. But if she came out happy, maybe it won't be bad for me either. The old woman, who was now first in line, shuffled up to the curtain and disappeared. I was up next, and George pinched me on the butt.
"I know," I said. "Don't push me."
I could hear the back and forth between the high pitch of the old woman and the deep voice of Father Larkin. I couldn't understand what they were saying, but Father Larkin seemed to do most of the talking. After a minute or two, the curtain was pulled back, and the old woman held it open for me. "Come on, my pretty one. It's time for you to face the music." I checked to make sure George didn't move closer to the confessional to try and hear my sins. Then I entered the darkness, knelt down, and awaited the sliding window. Father was attending to someone on the other side of the confessional. I tried to remember my sins, but I could only think of two. Why can't I remember the third? Suddenly the window slid open, and to my horror, the light was on. Father Larkin might look at me, and then he would remember me. He might tell my parents about my sins. Even worse, he might tell Sister Mary Margaret. It's too late for me now. I'm a goner.
"Bless me, Father. It's been 2 weeks since my last confession. I accuse myself of twirling my rosary."
"And who told you that's a sin?"
"Sister Mary Margaret. She said when you twirl your rosary, you're giving the devil a ride."
"I see."
"Is twirling your rosary a mortal sin or a venial sin, Father?"
"It's definitely not a mortal sin. Why do you ask?"
"I was worried if I died before I got to confession, I might go to hell. But if it's not a mortal sin, I guess I didn't have to worry."
"No. Now then, how many times did you twirl the rosary?"
"Let's